5 Rules to Writing Fantasy Fiction. The Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Star Wars. Discover what some of the best-loved fantasy creations have in common. 1.
Destroy the family. What do Harry Potter, Perseus, Luke Skywalker, King Arthur, Theseus, and Jon Snow all have in common? Sure, they're all heroes, but they shared something long before doing anything heroic. They are all either orphans or do not know the identity of their father. They are children or just entering adulthood, but they have no protector or model to guide them. Added to this, they are generally poor and at the bottom of the social hierarchy. Basically, a good fantasy hero must begin the story in a position of weakness. On a subtle level, the subsequent story is not about them defeating the antagonist. It's their own voyage of self-discovery. They face trials, temptations, and dangers, and in so doing, discover who they really are. Are they brave and, more important, are they a good person? Will they do the right thing, even when it isn't the easy thing? Will they prove themselves to be better than their own father? There is a reason why this idea returns again and again. Fantasy adventures are not just fun stories with monsters, magicians, and battles. They share their DNA with ancient mythology and have the same objective. They are lessons about growing up. They speak to us because we all, in less dramatic ways, make the hero's voyage as we go through life. We have to learn to take on the world, take care of those we love, and remain a good person. We just don't have to do it with a sword in hand.
2. Give them an impossible mission. Frodo must travel to Mordor to destroy the Ring of Power. Luke Skywalker must leave Tatooine to rescue Princess Leia from the Empire. Every fantasy hero is given a mission. Most think they can't do it because they're not some great warrior. Indeed, they will often refuse the mission at first because it seems hopeless. It's accepting the mission that makes them heroic. It takes courage to do something that scares you, so someone can be a hero even if they don't succeed. Remember, a fantasy quest is never for personal gain or conquering distant lands. It's about protecting the people back home and the modest lives they live. The quest involves a journey to the place of maximum danger, overcoming obstacles, and making new allies. The reward is not riches, but simply to return home in peace. 3.
Bring in an old dude. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Gandalf the Grey, Professor Dumbledore, every fantasy hero needs a mentor. They're always wise and possessed of great power, but too old to fight this battle. Their role is to open the hero's eyes to his potential, teach him skills, and warn him of the many dangers ahead as he sets off on his journey. The mentor can help a little, but not too much, because the young hero has to accomplish his task alone. So they either die early on, like Obi-Wan Kenobi, or there's some reason why they can't accompany the hero on his journey. First, though, they generally give the hero something important, such as a weapon or an object that he will need later in his quest.
4. Give them a bestie. Heroes are never totally on their own. They all need a friend or two, if only for conversation. Harry Potter has Ron and Hermione. Frodo Baggins has Samwise Gamgee. Luke Skywalker has Han Solo. The friend should be very different from them, and perhaps not able to offer much help. But their gift is moral support. When the hero is at his darkest moment, they will be there to encourage him. Or maybe they have some other quality that will be essential at a key moment in the journey. Either way, without them, the hero will not succeed. Often, the friend is the most sympathetic character in the story because they are more like us. We can identify more easily with them than with the hero, but this is another life lesson that myths and fantasy teach. Loners are probably losers. We all need a friend sometimes, and we ourselves need to be that friend to someone else. The message? Relying on each other makes us stronger, not weaker.
5.
Give them great power. Near the end of his quest, having completed all his tests, the hero must receive a weapon or a magic power. Using this power may be essential to defeat the nemesis, but with the victory itself comes the final test of the hero's character. Once he has won, he has ultimate power and nobody will be able to challenge him again. But now, to complete his journey, he must set the power aside. A great fantasy hero never keeps the power because they understand that it will ultimately corrupt them, as happens to Frodo at the end of The Lord of the Rings, although he's saved by Gollum, who takes the ring and accidentally destroys it. This is why Harry Potter, having defeated Lord Voldemort, breaks the Elder Wand rather than keep it for himself. Excalibur, King Arthur's sword, is thrown into the lake. If it is needed again, it will return, but for now, it must be set aside. Often, the nemesis is someone who failed to make this decision and became corrupted by power, like Darth Vader, for instance, or Sauron in The Lord of the Rings. They are the person that the hero could himself become if he keeps the power or uses it for selfish purposes. But the hero, having learned wisdom, chooses the opposite path. He returns to the place he came from. So, ironically, after the long journey, after all the tests and lessons, after the realization of his ultimate potential, the final message of the fantasy hero's journey is this. As an adult, remain true to who you were as a child.